Wakarusa, the four-day music festival held near Clarksville, opens in about a week and a half, running from Thursday, May 30th to the late hours of Sunday, June 2nd. It's the fifth year the festival has been in Arkansas and the 10th anniversary of the festival's overall existence. In honor of that 10th anniversary, we asked Kevin Kinder, who covers music for Northwest Arkansas Media and blogs about music at nwatunedin.com, to give us a preview. He came to our studio prepared with three lists of 10, one of which he prepared in conjunction with Brett Mossman from Pipeline Productions, the umbrella organization responsible for Wakarusa.
I asked him very specifically to give me 10 bands to see during the festival. He couldn't do that, so I have 11 from him. But it goes sort of like this. Ozum Motley.
Who I like a lot.
He recommends seeing them. Calexico, which is a country rock outfit. Snoop Lion.
Formerly.
Snoop Dogg. He converted to Rastafarianism and in the process picked up the name Snoop Lion.
Sure.
He also recommends a group from Canada called Zed's Dead. They are an electronica group. From Canada. He also recommends another electronica act, which is Amon Tobin, who plays late on Sunday night. He comes from South America, and I understand that he will have more laser lights and a larger production value than almost any of the other acts coming to Wakarusa. This is one of those groups that sells out arenas in other places. Maybe we're not familiar with them here, which is one of the wonderful things about Wakarusa. It brings in, I think there are 9 countries represented, all the way from Sweden to Iceland to Venezuela to who knows where.
Right.
But there are lots of world music events that come in courtesy of Wakarusa. Further down the list, we have Group Love, Gogol Bordello.
Yes. Speaking of an international flair.
Right. They are actually from the United States, but they certainly don't sound like
it. No, they are influenced by sounds from all over the world.
Eastern European gypsy jazz. It's really wild. And I have not seen them live, but I anticipate it being a rather wild show. He also recommends the festival headliners, which is Widespread Panic, the iconic jam band. Los Amigos Invisibles. Is a band from Venezuela. And a Swedish DJ duo called Iconopop.
Okay, so those are his.
Those are his
11-10.
His 11 of the top 10 shows that you can't miss. My list mirrors his in some ways. I also think Calexico is one of those don't miss sets.
Okay,
I've been a big fan of theirs for a while. Delta Ray,
who was at Harvest?
They were at Harvest Fest and blew me away while I was out there. The power went out midway through their set. They ended up just mid-song jumping on their acoustic instruments and playing. They left the stage and played in the middle of the crowd. It was really a wonderful moment. Alan Stone is kind of, he calls himself a hippie with soul. Spend my nights howling at the moon. Never wake before noon. And when the sun it rises, it always rises soon. Cause I spend my nights howling at the moon. Of Monsters and Men, I think, is one that it's a can't miss. They're playing on a side stage at 5 p.m. on Friday, and it's going to be great. And Kyle and I know, both really loved their last album.
Yes, and if you watch Saturday Night Live, they were on there just a couple weeks ago.
That's right.
They have, and their next album is out anytime.
Soon, I think. I don't know the date, but
they're from Iceland.
They're from Iceland. I'm going to make sure I make it to Sunvolt, the country rock band. I've seen them several times, and they never disappoint. I also picked ZZ Ward. I think she's an upcoming singer-songwriter.
We were never the marrying type. Oh, no, we won't buy dishes or stained glass lights. Oh, no, for a table we'll never sit at. In a house that we won't ever get. I won't wake up and pick out your tie. Oh, no, you won't come home.
You know, last year, Wakarusa had the Lumineers on a backstage at 1 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon, and we saw what that group did. They blew up in a hurry. I think of all of the acts that are lower on the bill, ZZ Ward has the chance to be that next kind of Lumineers. I also picked a set by Mountain Sprout.
Favorites.
They're a Eureka Springs band. They're punk bluegrass with a lot of swear words.
And a lot of irreverency.
And a lot of irreverency. You know, one of their songs is called Dry Counties of Arkansas. You can guess what it's about.
That song's getting shorter and shorter, though, you know?
It is.
Yes.
But they play a lot of Wakarusa festivals, and they are playing at one of these 1 a.m. backwoods sets that's going to be particularly rowdy, I think. I also picked a set by Bombino, and he is a guitarist from Niger, and he is essentially just a guitarist. And he will have his band. He's another one of these international acts who sells out arenas in other parts of the world, but we are not necessarily familiar with him. I also picked Gogol Bordello.
Right.
And Snoop Lion, I think. I'm really curious what his transformation to Rastafarianism did. He had Miley Cyrus guest on one of his recent songs. I'm curious.
Now, you had another list, is that right?
I do, actually. And this is a list also made courtesy of Brett from Pipeline, the production company. And this is the 10 things to do that aren't necessarily music, because what you'll experience at Wakarusa, I mean, yes, it's about music, and yes, it's about sort of this community aspect of seeing all these different sites. But it's also so much about the natural settings that's around, because the venue is gorgeous. It's really... sort of highlights the Arkansas Ozarks really well. And there are plenty of other things to do. And so this is a list of, in no particular order, 10 things he recommends doing. Hiking one of the nearby trails. And there's actually one that's close to the main stage that will take you down to a waterfall.
Oh, nice.
And a swimming hole. You can also, this is number two, take a shuttle to ride to the Mulberry River. And you can float and or swim.
Nice.
There is a disc golf course on the festival grounds you can play. And he also recommends, even if you don't go there for a show, visiting the satellite stage. It's in one of the more remote parts of the festival campgrounds, and he declares it the most amazing spot on the festival grounds. There is I believe it's 10 stories. However high, there is a very large Ferris wheel to ride. That's number five.
Or just take pictures of.
Or just
depending
take pictures
on your
right.
appreciation of heights.
Right. Number six, eat at one of the food vendors. And there are plenty. They bring in a surprisingly vast array of food samples. There's Chinese food. There's pizza. There's all sorts of things to sample. Number seven, dress up in a crazy costume. Friday night is the annual costume contest. It is amazing the level of dedication some people have to their costumes.
And if you don't dress up, the addendum to that is just go
right.
And people watch.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely
fun.
Absolutely. He also recommends, so this is sort of the antithesis to that, go and attend one of the morning yoga sessions. Every morning on the festival grounds, they have a yoga session to sort of center yourself after staying up too late and doing who knows what the night before, I guess. Now, this is new this year, and this is number nine. I don't know anything more about this other than to say they're existing, and that is a group of secret sets. They're not announcing these until the festival starts. So Facebook, Twitter, those kinds of outlets, you will find unannounced sets of music by performers. So he recommends going to check out one of the secret sets.
Okay.
And then on Sunday morning is the annual drum circle. And it is rather large and rather noisy. But you can participate, you can watch, you can listen. It's quite the opportunity.
You'll be blogging?
I'll be blogging at www.nwatunedin.com and filing other stories from the festival as I come across them.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, Kyle.
Kevin Kinder covers music for Northwest Arkansas Media, and you can follow his blog at nwatunedin.com.
Thank you.